Okay, we have to go on two tracks. We have to talk about things that they get to pshat. Then we have to talk about the the big klolim of sveikais and svek sveikais, which are the big attraction of Daftes Amid Aleph. At least I'd like to begin with talking a little about sveikis and svek sveikis, and then go back to some of the inyanim that they get to pshat in the Gemara. The Yisayid Gadol in any sugya in Shas of Safik and of Svek Sveka is the machlaikis between the Rambam and the Rajba. The Rambam Shita is that Safik Dairaisa Lakula Minataira. The Rambam says a chiddush that this which we all know, that Safik Dairaisa Lachumra, there's only a din d'rabbanan. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, he told them that Safik D'Oraisa is Lakula. The Rajba disagrees. The Rajba says that Safik D'Oraisa min HaTorah is Lachumra. The way everybody learns, Pashit, the Chiddush is the Rambam. The Rajba says Safik D'Oraisa Lachumra. We all know that. That's a din Torah. That on a Safik D'Oraisa, you have to be Machmir. The Rambam says, no, Safik D'Oraisa, Min HaTorah could be Meikle. So immediately, the question is, what's the Svara to that? What's the Svara? If a doctor were to tell you, if you eat a poison, you're going to die. If a doctor tells somebody, if you eat nuts, you're going to die. So now he has a food, it's a Safik, he's not sure if there are nuts in it or not. So what would logic dictate? Logic would say that you don't eat it. You don't eat things that may kill you. It's a safik, yishkayach, it's a safik. But would anybody eat something that, because it's a safik? And yet, the Rambam holds that when Kadosh Baruch Hu said something is not good for you, so the Minat Torah, you're allowed to be mekel. So what's the svara to that? There's no... The Rambam needs Hesmer. The Rambam needs Svara. I think you'll agree that the Rajba is more Pashit than the Natayra is. Safik Darash should be Lachumra. Now, because you have this Machlaikis, it's going to come from this a second Machlaikis, or result from this Machlaikis. The first Machlaikis is Safik Darash and Natayra. The Rambam holds the Kula, and the Rajba holds the Chumra. Now, there's a second machlokes. All over Shas we learn, Svek Sveka is mutter. Svek Sveka is mutter. Why is the Svek Sveka mutter? What's the logic to be matter a Svek Sveka? So the Rambam says, Pasha, when you have one Safik, why do you have to be machmir? If you have one suffix, why do you have to be machmir like the Rambam? The Drabanan. So every suffix sveika, svek sveika is a suffix Drabanan. No? If the first suffix, you only have to be machmir, midrabanan, then the second suffix, which is a svek sveika, is mutter, because every svek sveika is a suffix Drabanan. So the Rambam Shita is, why is Svek Sveka Mutter? Because every Svek Sveka is a Safik Rabbana Makum. That's Shita's around. The Rajba can't hold that way. Because the Rajba holds that a Safik Dairaisa is an Issa Dairaisa. It's been a Torah L'chum. So why are you matter a Svek Sveka? So what was the Rajba Shita? We spoke in the beginning of the year. Then Mitam Raif. Rajba holds that Svek Sveka is Mutter Mitam Raiv. Like I think when we had it last time, I drew you a pie graph on the blackboard, right? That if you have a Suffolk, it's 50-50. And then the second Suffolk makes it 75-25. Now, for example, the example we spoke about then, a woman is pregnant. You don't know if the baby is going to be what? What? It was Bayesha's time we spoke about it. Venetius Kayin is allowed to be Mitame. So we said the first suffix is the Zachar Nekeva. which is 50-50. Maybe a male that she's carrying, maybe a female. It's 50-50. Then there's a second suffix that what? Then it might be a nephil. It may not be the child may not live. So that cuts into the suffix zachar. So odds are it's not a zachar. It's not a zachar ben kayama. Because 50% may be a female, and even in the 50% of zachar, it may be a nephil. So the Rashi Shita is, Svek is mutam itam raif. These two machleiksim are totally zabizeh, and they're the aleph base, the building blocks of any sugya of Safik and Svek Svek. The Shef Shmaitza adds a third machleikis, which is totally in this. Third machleikis. The Rambam holds that any time you're over in Issa Rabbanan, you're over in Issa Dairaisa as well. For example, the Rabbanan said you have to light a menorah on Chanukah. Let's say somebody does not light a menorah on Chanukah. What's the over in Issa? Issa? Or is that over the Rabbanan? So the Rambam, every time you're over the Rabbanan, you're over Dairaisa. Because the Torah says, Loisosor min adavar, Torah says you have to listen to the Rabban. The Rambam says that means every single Issad Rabbanan is also an Issad Araisa. Every Rabbanan is a Araisa. That's the Rambam sheet. How is that connected to all this? How is this third Mechlekes connected? Could you figure out? If every Darabon is a Deraisa, could the Rashba hold that way? That every Darabon is a Deraisa? There's a reason why not. Huh? The Pasha? Why can't the Rashba hold every Darabon is a Deraisa? What? Then?
We'll
have to talk first about the first suffix.
And then the second suffix under the
Deraisa. We know suffix Darabon is Le. Sabdrabanan Lakula, if every Drabanan is a Deraisa, and a Deraisa is Safik Lachumra, how would the Rashba explain how could a Safik Drabanan be Lakula? If every Drabanan is a Deraisa, and every Deraisa, Maisha Rabbeinu told us, Safik Deraisa Lachumra, and every Drabanan is a Deraisa, then every Safik Drabanan is automatically Safik Deraisa Lachumra, according to the Rashba. We're talking about one suffix so far. One suffix. I can start speaking in a minute. One suffix. The Rashba has to hold that a Drabanan is not a Deraisa. Because if a Drabanan is a Deraisa, then we should say Safa Drabanan is the Chumra, it's a Deraisa. According to the Rambam, it's not Shver. According to the Rambam, Mina Taira, Safik Drabanan is, but Safa Deraisa is Lakula. The Rabbanan came along later, and they said something that's an inherent Deraisa, like Nevela. The Rabbanan said, the Rabbanan, you have to be Machmir. And something that's an Arder, that's something that the Rabbanan created, that's the Kula. So we could do that. If the Torah is the Kula, so the Rabbanan come along, it may make a Chil. So we have three Machlikes in the Atali Zabazah. According to the Shev Shmaisa, it all starts with Lysasa. Since the Rambam held every Drabana as a Deraisa, he was forced to hold that Safa Deraisa is Lakula. Not tired. If you hold every Drabana as a Deraisa, you're stuck. You have to hold Safa Deraisa as Lakula. So every Safa Drabana is Lakula. No, you don't like that. Huh? Making a face. Maybe there's something sure about it. I don't know. To me, it seems good. If every Darabana is a Deraisa and some Deraisa is Lachumra, so then every some Darabana should be Lachumra. So since the Rambam holds that every Darabana is a Deraisa, he has to hold Safik Deraisa as the Kula Minatayra. And the Rashba, who disagrees, he holds Safik Deraisa as Lachumra Minatayra, holds every Darabana is a Darabana, not a Deraisa. And the Meila comes out the second machlokes by Svek Svek. However, we'll answer it. It's a smachta or it's a It doesn't refer to takonis they make. It just means if they tell you, do this, they're standing here, they tell you, like your father, keep it out. It tells you something, you have to do it. So akoponim, this is, like I say, the foundation of the whole sugya of Safik and Sveksvek is to understand the two mahalchim, the Rambam and the Rashba, Safik deras lechomer lekula, and Sveksvek. Now, there are a number of kashas on the Rambam. One kasha, the most famous kasha of all, on the Rambam, is how do you have an Asham Tali in the Torah? What's an Asham Tali? Somebody was over in Avera, in Issacharis, a Safik Avera, a Safik Issa. It's a piece of carbon, brings an Asham Tali. He ate Safik Chelav. A piece of Chelav got, and a piece of Shuma were combined, you can't tell which is which. And he ate one of those two pieces. So he brings an Asham Tali. So what's Shver? What's Shver? What's Shver? He's allowed to eat it. If a piece of chalav and a piece of shuman become combined, he can eat, he's allowed to eat one of them. It's a safik. And the Rambam holds safik min ha-tayra l'kula. So why does the Torah say bring a carbon? That's something you're allowed to do. No? Why does the Torah say bring a carbon on something you're permitted to do? It's very shver. So for this reason, the Mishnah Lamelech and others say that the Rambam is Maida by Ischazik Isura. I'll explain what that means. Ischazik Isura. By Ischazik Isura, the Rambam is Maida Safik. What does this Chazak Yisura mean? It means that you can have two types of Safek Rabbanan. You can have one type of Safek Rabbanan where you don't know. You just don't know something. You have a situation where you're gonna open up a door and you don't know if the alarm is on or off. That's a Safek Rabbanan. You can have a Safek Daraisa like that. You open the refrigerator, you don't know if there's a light on or off. That's a second, that's a Safik Dairais. Are you going to do something? It's a Safik Dairais. Well, you shecht it, you have one piece of meat in front of you, and Bishash Chita, you're not sure if you did it right. That's a Safik Dairais. That Safik Dairais is a normal Safik Dairais, and that's where the Rambam is saying, Safik Dairais Lakula. By a normal Safik, you don't know for some reason. However, when you have a suffix, which is Ischazik Isura, it means you know there's a piece of treifus here. There's a piece of treifus and a piece of kosher. And they became confused. You don't know which is which. That's called the suffix deraisa by Ischazik Isura. That you know there's Isser. You have two pieces in front of you. One is kosher and one is treif. You don't know which one. There's a vada Isser. You just can't tell which it is. That's called Ischazik Isura. You know there's an Isser. By Ischazik Isura, the Rambam is Maida, that Safik min Atayra is Lachumra. And that's why you bring an Asham Tali, by Ischazik Isura. Because the Rambam is Maida. That's something which there's a Vada Yisser. You're just confused. You don't know which one's the Yisser. Is Maida, there we say, Safik Dereis Lachumra min Atayra. That's not most fakers. Most fakers, you just don't know the facts. So the Rambam is made in the case of Ischazik Isura. Everywhere else he holds the Safik is Lakula. And again, I think this is something that virtually everybody is masking to pshat the Rambam because of the Shver HaKasha from Hashem Tolem.
You have a mistake in the case of Ischazik Isura.
So it'll come out according to this. Good. Follow, everyone follow the question. What happens if you have a case of Ischazik Isura? You have a case where you know something is Asur, it's Ischazik Isura, and you don't know if it is a Heter. You have a Svek Sveka. So then the Rambam would be Maida that Sfek Sfek would hold Sfek Sfek al-Khumra. Why? Because why does the Rambam hold Sfek Sfek is mutter? Because what the first Sfek, every Sfek Sfek, the first Sfek is what, why are we machmir on a single Sfek according to the Rambam? Why are we machmir on a single Sfek? Because a single Sfek is only in a Sidra Bana. So now when you have Sfek Sfek, applies the Sfek of a Sfek. The first Sfek is only a Sidra Bana. So the Sfek Sfek is a Sfek Sidra Bana Lekula. If you would have a case where this first Sfek is Asa Min HaTorah, if you would have a situation, however you create it, where the first Sfek is Asa Min HaTorah, so then the Rambam would be Maida. That the Sfek would be made, it would hold that a Sfek Sfek is Asr. Sfek Sfek is Asr. What? Why? The question is, will the Rambam be made to the Rajba's Raiv anyway? That's something which we'll have to get to. There are cases where he'll be made, there are cases where he won't be made. Okay, so this is all can get rather confusing. But like I say, it's the Aleph base of everything we're talking about. In Sfek and Sfek Sfek, it's like the first steps in any shira, Sfek and Sfek Sfek, of these three or over four different things. So, just to write any chidushim, just to sketch it for you, basically what we said is this, that Sfek Dereisa, every Sfek Dereisa, single Sfek. Sfek Dereisa. Okay, so we have the Rambam and the Rashba. Okay, the Rambam on Sfek Dereisa is Min HaTorah L'Kula. And the Rashba holds that Sfek Dereisa is Min HaTorah L'Kula. That's the first machlokes, the basic machlokes. Again, min haTorah l'kula means halacha l'maisa Sfek Dereisa is l'chumra. But that itself is a din d'rabbanan. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, there were no d'rabbanans yet. The Sfek Dereisa was l'chumra. D'rabbanan was machmir. Memela, if you have a Sfek Sfeika, why is a Sfek Sfeika mutter? So the Rambam holds, let's see, every Sfek Sfeika is a Sfek of this. It's a Sfek of this. Why is this Asr? This Min HaTorah is Lekula, so let me draw Bana Lechum. So every Sfek of a Sfek Sfeika is equal to a Sfek Derabbanan. Because since one Sfek, the first Sfek, Min HaTorah is Lekula, only Midrabbanan, it's a Chumra. So the second Sfek is the Sfek of a Derabbanan. So Mamela, let's look at it. The Rashba, on the other hand, can't hold of this, because he holds the first Sfek is Dereisa. So he has the Svara of Rav. Okay. So these are the two basic machlokes. Now what the Shev Shmaitza added is that the Rambam Shita is that every Derabbanan is an Isra of Lysosor. That because of the Pasuk of Lysosor, every Derabbanan is also a Dereisa. And the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba doesn't hold it. The Rashba doesn't hold every Derabbanan is a Dereisa because of Lysosor. What the Shemaitz is saying is that because every Derabbanan is a Dereisa, according to the Rambam, and we know Sfek Derabbanan Lekula, so it must be that a Sfek is Min HaTorah L'Kula. Because since you hold, if you hold every Derabbanan is Dereisa, if you would hold like the Rashba, you'd have to be Machmir on a Derabbanan. So the Shmaitzer says this is the reason that this whole chain starts like the Rambam. This is the outline. Of course, we have now the exception of the Schazik Isura. And there will be consequences of the fact that Rambam is made by his Chazak Yisura, which it's Hashem we're yet going to get to. This is the basic basic outline. Now we have to work on Svaris. What's the Svara? Svara of the Rajba is very easy. Rajba Svara is that the Deraisa is like poison, just like it's logical if you have Suffolk poison, you're not going to eat it. Same thing is logical that if you have a Suffolk, the Rabbeinu Shalom said it's not Kofi in the Shama, that you don't eat it either. The Rajba is easy. The Rambam is the one who needs explanation. The Rajba asks on the Rambam from Gemara and Chulin, Daf Yud Ches. Gemara asks, how do you know that Halchanacha arrived? We all know that there's a Din Torah that Halchanacha arrived. Gemara says, how do you know Yivabas arrived? How do you know? So the Gemara brings a number of terutzim. One of them is the following. The Gemara says that every time you shecht a carbon Pesach or any carbon, how do you know it's kosher? How do you know it's not a treif inside? How do you know it's not treif? And the Gemara says, even if you'll check for treifus, maybe the place where you cut was in B'mokim Nekev. Maybe there was a hole in the windpipe right where you cut. You'll never know. So why are we meikel? Because right behind my saying a treifus. So the Gemara brings this as a raya. Now you can have problems with the raya, kashas, but lamaisa the Gemara says this, that rive behemis and treifus, and that's why I call it Pesach is good. Much fair on the Rambam from this kasha. Much fair. Much fair. How do you see a Gobas arrive? Maybe you don't go bus arrive. Maybe it's a Suffolk Isser. Maybe every carbon Pesach is a Suffolk Isser. But the Torah said you can be Mekel. Mm-hmm. Kasher. How do you know you go bus arrive? Maybe you're right. A carbon Pesach is a Suffolk Isser. Maybe it had a hole in the place where you cut the neck. It's a Suffolk. But since every Suffolk is Minatayra Lakula, so what's the problem? What's the problem? Bomb cash on the Rambam. You have a Durabbanan. The Gemara is asking, how do you know God goes Basarayim in a Torah? The question is, how do you know the Torah goes Basarayim? So how do you see from here the Torah goes Basarayim? Maybe the Torah doesn't go Basarayim. The reason the Karm Pesach is Mutter, you know why Karm Pesach is Mutter? Because it's a Suffolk, it might be Treif, and Suffolk is Mutter, according to Rambam, Suffolk in a Torah, the Kula. So maybe that's why you could have a Karm Pesach. Maybe the Torah doesn't go Basarayim. How could the Gemara prove you go bus arrive?
Maybe there's not necessarily a big marker of a chafe, but that you would also want to get the mitzvah of being marked with carbon Pesach.
What's the difference?
To say that you're not going to be over in a day or so, fine, but I will say that it's the rest of the
right, we're going to come to a svara why we should say such a thing. Alright, so we have first kasha on the Rambam was what's a svara? And the second is Miss Gemara Cholin. The third kasha, which the Crazy Uplacy asks on the Rambam, is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th day of Adar. They were Avelus for 30 days, and then they traveled 3 days, and then they entered Eretz Yisrael, it was the 10th of Nisan. 4 days, 5 days later, on Tezvav Nisan, they brought a carbon Aymer. They brought an Aymer. If they wouldn't have brought the Aymer, they wouldn't be allowed to eat Chadash. Chadash, in Eretz Yisrael, everyone's makban on Chadash, right? Eretz Yisrael, Chadash is certainly awesome. So, they wouldn't be allowed to eat Chadash. So they brought the Aymer on the 15th of Nisan. Problem is, Kitzirchem Amar Rachmana. You can only bring a carbon from things that grew at least one third of their growth when it was owned by a Jew. It had to grow at least one third owned by a Jew. So how did they bring an Eimer? There was no Katsir Chem. So the Gemara says, no, they entered Eretz Yisrael, they immediately took a piece of land, and in that land it grew. So the Gemara says, in 5 days it could grow a third of its growth. The Gemara says, yes, Eretz Tzvi, and Eretz Yisrael, things grow very quickly, it can grow. So the Gemara says, how did they know if it's going to grow, if it grew a third or not? Right? They lived in the Midbar all their lives. They came into Eretz Yisrael. How did they know? How did they know it's growing a third in their ownership? So that's the Gemara's kasha. How did they know? Frek the crazy place. What's the Gemara's kasha? How did they know? Let's say they didn't know. It's a suffix. A suffix is lakula. No problem. Quay to the Rambam, what's the Gemara's kasha? Heichi kimlu. That's the Gemara's lashon. Heichi kimlu. How did they know? What's the Gemara's kasha? Heichi kimlu. How does the Gemara know? Heichi kimlu. I mean, heichi kimlu. It's a suffix. A suffix is mutam in Atayra. What's the problem? It's a beferisha Gemara. Heichi kimlu. How did they know how much it grew? It's a beferisha Gemara that if you don't know, it's asur. So these are the three kashas on the Rambam, which the Chavis Das wants to answer. The Chavis Das is in the Sivis. The photostats that were on my shtender today that said Beis HaSafik is in the back of your Adei Chelek Aleph. There's a section in the Chavis Das called Beis HaSafik where he talks about Sveikis. And in the very beginning, he comes to defend Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita, to answer all three kashas, the Svara, and these two kashas. And what he says is a Gavaldiga chap in the Rambam. And if you like it, then the Rambam becomes a very mistavrit kashita. It's mistavrit to you. From experience, the Chavis Das's Svara is mistavrit to some people and not to other people. Try to present it as best as I can. This is the Chavis Das's Chiddush. Chavis Das's Yesod, Kavanas and Rambam is, the Torah talks in words which are absolute. When the Torah says a word, it's absolutely so. Absolutely. Pasha, huh? The Torah is absolutely so. Right? What does that mean? The Torah says, Nevela utrefa loisechev. Not allowed to eat meat, that's Nevela. What does that mean? You're not allowed to eat meat, that's definitely Nevela. The word Nevela in the Torah is an absolute word. So you're not permitted to eat meat, which is Vadai Nevela. The word Nevela in the Torah means Vadai. Isn't everywhere in the Torah Vadai? So when the Torah says, don't eat Nevela, it's saying, don't eat what? Something that's definitely nevela. Don't eat chametz. Don't eat things that are definitely chametz. If you touch the Torah this way, why is suffik nevela muta? What's the svara of the Rambam? What's the svara of the Rambam? Why is suffik nevela muta? The Torah never asked suffik nevela. The Torah only asked Vaday Nevela. The word in the Torah, Nevela, is a Vaday word. It means Vaday Nevela. Suffik Nevela, the Torah didn't say don't eat Suffik Nevela. The Torah said don't eat Nevela. Nevela means Vaday Nevela. Same thing with Basa B'Cholav, the same thing with Chelav, the same thing with Shabbos. The Torah said don't do this, don't do Malach on Shabbos, it means don't do Vaday Malach. Suffik Malach is Mutter. Like that thought. So far, so good. Let's mustave it here. I think so, but I don't want to tell you because I don't want to get confused. This is the Chavis Das's Svara. The Torah only said, don't eat Vadei Nevela. Some Nevela is mutter. Now let me ask you a question. The Torah says, take an esrig on Sukkos. Is the Suffolk esrig kosher, like the Rambam? Could you take a Suffolk esrig? Huh? Is the Suffolk esrig good according to the Rambam? What? Is that the rest of the Kuba? So should be allowed to take it.
What?
Till now we thought the Rambam holds up the Ras Lakula, so you can use the Safik Esrig. No? The Ras Lakula. So the Chavis says, no. By Mitzvah Asay, it won't hold true. Because when the Torah says take an Esrig, pre Eitz Hadar, what does pre Eitz Hadar mean? The Torah speaks in absolutes. When the Torah said take a pre Eitz Hadar, the Torah is saying take a Vadai pre Eitz Hadar. So by a mitzvah asay, when the Torah says a word, it's got to be vadai, that word. So by a mitzvah asay, the Rambam will hold, Safik min ha-Torah is l'chumra. It's only by a lois asay that Safik d'Arai says l'chumra. By a mitzvah asay, if the Torah said take an esrig, it's got to be a vadai esrig. If the Torah says eat matzah, it's got to be vadai matzah. Anything the Torah says, Balashin Asay, it's got to be a Vadai, and a Safik is Asr. Memela, the two kashas that we asked fall away. What was the Rajba's kasha on the Rambam? From Karban Pesach. Gemara says, how do you know your Govas arrive? So the Gemara in Chulin said, how do you know Govas arrive? So what did the Gemara answer? Because I didn't go bus arrive because you, when you shech the Pesach, maybe it had a hole in the windpipe. That's a treif. So we asked the kasha, how do you know you go bus arrive? Maybe the reason you could use that for a carbon Pesach is because Safik min ha-Torah l'kula. That was the kasha the Rashi asked on the Rambam. Now it's not shver. Because bringing a carbon Pesach is a mitzvah saseh. The Torah said, bring a carbon Pesach. What does that mean, bring a carbon Pesach? Means bring a Vadai carbon Pesach. A Safik carbon Pesach is no good. A Safik of a carbon Pesach that you can't bring. Memela comes out like the Rambam that the Gemara is good. How can you bring a carbon Pesach? Maybe you had a hole in the windpipe. You go bus arrive. That's why you can do it. But out Safik, Safik wouldn't be matir. What? You'll never know, and that's why it's a raya. We call bus a raya. Gemara says, since you can never know. So it's mukhach, you call bus a raya, bang, same treif. Gemara's good. The same thing, the kasha from the Omer. The Torah says, kitzir chem. You have to bring kitzir chem, something that grew by you. The Torah speaks in absolutes. If it said, kitzir chem has to grow by you, that means that vadei has to grow by you. Has the vadai be that it grew the right amount by you? Kitzirchem, vadai. If you're mesupik, if it grew by a yid or by a guy, if it grew the right percentage by a yid, so that's awesome. Safi min ha-Torah is l'chumra. On Sunday it's an asay. Kitzirchem is beloshin asay. Kitzirchem. It has to be vadai kitzirchem, not safi kitzirchem. So the chavis das, memela, if you accept this chiddush, then the Rambam is good. Every time that the Torah says a word, it's absolute. If it's a lois asay, Torah says, don't do this, then if it's a safik, it's mutter. If the Torah says, don't do malacha, it means don't do vadei malacha. Safik malacha is mutter. If the Torah says an asay, do this, bring an aymer, bring a carbon pesach, shake a lulav, so the Torah speaks in absolute language. The Torah says, It's got to be a lulav. So it's got to be a lulav. Safik lulav is possible. This is the way the Chavis Das answers Shita Sarambam. The Chavis Das plugs a lot into a little space. He says things in few words. He says a lot, and you should look back now. Go back to the Chavis Das, see it inside. This is a good time of the year for you to work on making proper laning on Mefarshim. Because this Amid is going to take us a while. Look into the Mefarshim and see exactly what he says. This is the aside that the Chavis Das is saying. Now, there's a Gemara, another Gemara, which is a problem like the Rambam. That's a Gemara in Kedushin that says that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter Menatayah. Mamzer Vaday Amar Rahman. Only a Vaday Mamzer is Asr. A Safik Mamzer is Mutter. Anytime you have Sfeikis in a Mamzerus, the Torah is mad here. What Shvar the Rambam is, now L'chayr, it's very Gishmak, fits with the Rambam very well. Only a Mamzer is Asr, the Torah speaks in absolutes. Only a Vaday Mamzer is Asr. The Safik Mamzer is Mutter. The problem is that the Gemara darshens it from an extra Riboy Akra, from an extra Pasuk. So what do you do? Why do you need an extra Pasuk for? For what do I need an extra Pasuk? If every day Rice is Sveika Lakula, of course the Safik Mamzer is Mutter. So what do you do with the extra Pasuk? So the Chavis Das, in two lines, brings three Terutzim. His first teretz is a filus feka dechad bechad is mutter. What does that mean? So when you make a leaning on this morning before today's shir, you would have to be somewhat of a brilliant person to figure this out. I mean, not just some of you did, but what does it mean? He says in one line, mamzich de itzrach yisura nira lekasha de mamzich arachmana filus feka dechad bechad. Pshat now should be understood. Pshat is suffering mamzer's mutter without an extra pasuk. Why do I need a pasuk? Let's say we're in a hospital. A mamzer has a mamzeris has a baby, and a normal woman has a baby. And the two babies get confused in the nursery. They don't know which is which. So one baby is a mamzer, and one baby is a ksheira, is a kosher. In this case, what would the Rambam hold? By Safik Daraisa. What would the Rambam hold? He would hold it's awesome, because we said the Rambam is maida by his chazik yisura. We said, from Ashram Toloi, that the Rambam is maida by his chazik yisura. So that would be awesome in our time. So why do I need a pasuk of mamzer? I need a pasuk of mamzer to tell you that by mamzer there's an extra pasuk to teach that even it's chazak yisura, a suffik mamzer is also mutter. Even if it's chazak yisura, a suffik mamzer is mutter as well. That's why I need the pasuk. This is two more terutzim. I'm afraid of frightening, of confusing everybody with too much. We'll leave it with the first teretz. It's Hashem. Probably we'll get back to the third teretz. It's Hashem. I hope that I've done for you this so far today is giving you a very clear picture of the Rambam Shita, not of the Rashba Shita, which the confusion of the Rashba is not so confusing, but at least of the Rambam Shita, we've had a clear thing. There is a problem from our Gemara, the chief of the Rambam, Rabbi Kivega, he asked the Skasha, and the Neidib Yehuda. I know where the Neidib Yehuda is, I don't remember where the Rabbi Kivega is. Neidib Yehuda is in Tinyana, Yeredeya, Tshuva Lamed Ches. He says that in our Gemara, there's a problem with Shita Saramba. So let's learn the Gemara inside, the fourth line, Loit Tzricha, Be'eshes Kayin. So what's Eishes Kayin? Eishes Kayin is how many Sveikis? A man walks into Bez, he says, my wife is Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. Right? So how many Sveikis are there by Eishes Kayin? On Saf. He buys a Seimer by Eishes Yisrael, Kagayin Dikibbal Ba'avu HaKedushin, Chusim Baskim Olshan V'yamecha. Same thing. He walks into Bezdin. He says, Pesach Mesuach Mitzasi. Bezdin tells him, you were Arusa from 3 years old. We know it was Tachtav. So there's only one Safik. That Safik if it was by Nisab Aratzin. So what's the din? What's the din? By Yishas Kayin or Chusim Bas Gimel? So if he walks to Bezdin and says, Pesach Mesuach Mitzasi, what's the din? Awesome. We really don't believe him. Shavi Anav Sheikh Chidi Surah. So Lamai said he made an Isser. What did he make? He made a Safik Isser. It's only a Safik, right? Still one Safik. But Lamaisa, it's awesome. Frakti Gemara, Maika Mashmalan. What's the Chidish Tanina? We learned it already. Haimeli Isha Gerashtich. Via Meris Leger Kidashtich. Via Meris Leger Kidashtani. Himu Teres Bekraiva, Vawasa Bekraiva Yisrael. What's the Kash? We know Shavi Anashi Chatichet Yisrael. From where? What's the other case? What's the case? A man says to a woman, Kidashtich. I married you. What's the kasha? Over there by Kiddush Tich, what did he do? What did he create with Shavi Anafshe? What's he saying? She's a Vade Yisur Safik Yisur. Vade Yisur Safik Yisur Safik Yisur. What's he saying? Kiddush Tich. He's saying Vadei. He's saying it's a Vade Yisur. So saying, I know our Mishnah from there. I know our din from there. Over there I already see Shavi Anashe. So over there, it's a case of Kiddush Tich. So our din is Pashat. 1 minute. Our din is Pashat. What's our din? Our din is a man walks into Bezdin. And what's he say? Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. He's a Kayan. Married to a woman. He says, Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. What's he say?
I don't know if it happened now or before.
Saying, I don't know. He's saying it's a Safik Dairaisa. He's saying, I don't know about what's doing with this lady. This lady is Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. She's not telling me the truth. She claims it wasn't Pesach Pesuach. So I don't know what to do. I don't know if it was Tachtav, and she's asking to me. If it was not Tachtav, it's a Safik. So 1 minute. So what's Pshita? Bishlam like the Rashba, that Safik Dairaisa is a Chumra, is it in Taira that it's Asr? So the Gemara is good. Pshita. What's the difference? He says Kiddush Tich. You ask him in a Torah because I Makadish you. Or if he says Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi, so you're a Safik Dairaisa, it's also a Dairaisa. Alright, so I can hear the Gemara Yes Peshit. But like the Rambam, that a Safik Dairaisa is actually Min HaTorah L'Kula, a Safik Dairaisa is really L'Kula. Rabbana came along and they said, Be Machmir. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Gemara is asking a kasha that my kamashmalon tanina, I learned it already. What do you mean? You learned already a case of Kiddush Tich, which is a vade deraisa. By a vade deraisa, he says shavi anashi d'chidi sura. How from there could you say pshita to a case of suffing deraisa, which is only the Rabbanan in the first place? What's the pshita? What's the pshita? The Gemara says, "My kamash malan tanina." What do you mean, my kamash malan? Kamash malan a lot. Kamash malan that even by Pesach Pesuach, which is a Safik Dairaisa, we say the same thing. I don't have a teres to this kasha. At least not yet. It's around the Rambam. What's the Gemara saying, "My kamash malan tanina"? Bit of a problem. I know I'm giving you a lot of information in 1 hour, but I certainly hope you spend time chazering. I don't think any of you should have to make an additional laning for tomorrow, because we're not going to go any further in the Gemara tomorrow. And I hope somebody will have a teretz for me by the end, by the time I come to Shia tomorrow, on this kasha on the Rambam from the Gemara. If you tell me by the Raisa Shavi and Afshe, it says Pashuk that by the Rabban and Shavi and Afshe. You do? Well, how do you know you say Shavi and Asher made Rabbans? You're on the right track. Okay, think it through. Okay, let's get a little more to Pshat Nesugya. I just would like to talk about the Taptaisis briefly. Haimer Pesach Pesach Matzasi, the Taptaisis, Pirsh Bekuntris, Tainiz Damim Loika Amar. We're not talking that he said there was no blood. Either there may have been blood, the sheath is lost. Aishi Mishpachas Dorit Kati, Shein Lam Damim. Rabbeinu Chananu Mefarish, the Baigris Umukaseitz Ein Lam Damim. Now these are concepts which we are going to get into in the sugya. Mukaseitz, you should all know, is a woman who had a physical injury and caused her to lose her dam besulim. Rabbeinu Chananu holds that a mukaseitz could lose dam besulim and still not be pesach besulim. And still there's some besulim there, that are the skin that's still there. A baigris, what's a baigris? A woman over 12 and a half years old. It's also something you should know, that women today who get married at 18, 19, 20 and older, mostly many of them don't have besulim. Because a baigris, once somebody reaches a certain age, it's common that they don't have dam. It's common that the besulim gets stretched and that there's no dam. So Ben Chananel says, is talking, where there's a good excuse that there's no dam. So now actually, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel are arguing in very slight differences. They both say Pshat Nagimara, that there's a good excuse why there's no dam. It's a very good excuse. Either Durkati, or Nevdamapa, or Baigris, or Mukaseis. They're just a bunch of different excuses. A list of excuses. And that's the way Rashi and Tosis learned the Gemara. In Nagimara, there's a good reason why there's no dam. The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva, all three argue. They learn Pshat Nagimara is that there was dam. There was dam. There was blood on the mapa. And the man walks into Bez and he says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi. They ask him, "Aye, there's blood on the mapa." He says, "That blood must have come from somewhere else. Maybe she had an injury. Maybe it was dam maka. Or maybe it's dam tzipar. Maybe she salted some chicken for supper and she got some blood. And somehow it got on the things in the house." The Ramban, the Rashi, and the Ritva learn that our Gemara is talking that there was dam. And Afal Pikein, if he walks into Bezdin and says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, we still say, Shavi Anashe Chatichet Yisur. Now, which is more mustabin. What does Rashi hold? Rashi and Tosfos hold that there's dam. What would be the din? What do you think Rashi holds? If he says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, and she says, look at the mapa, there's dam. What does Rashi hold? Throw him out. Throw him out of bed. Maybe Pesach Pesach Matzasi. There was dam on the sheet. So say maybe it was dam tzipa or dam maka. Rashi holds we don't say unlikely things. Can't say Pesach Pesach Matzasi. The Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva hold, no. Shavya Anashe Chatichet Yisur is so strong that even where you have to say an unlikely thing to make it true, to make the taina hold water, we still say Shavya Anashe Chatichet Yisur. So we have here a machlaikis. The basis of this machlaikis is a question of Shavya Anashe. This which we're learning, Shavya Anashe Chatichet Yisur, that a person can make an isur on himself, either midin neder or midin adam nemen al atzmai. Do you say it where it's unlikely? But there are circumstantial reasons to say it's unlikely. Rashi holds you don't say it if it's unlikely. And the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva say that even if it's unlikely, we still say Shavi Anashe, which is more mistaver. Which side is more mistaver? Would you say Shavi Anashe? Does everybody feel that way? Would you say Shavi Anafshe, where a person comes into Bezdin and says something which seems to be the circumstantial evidence that it seems that it's wrong? Would you say Shavi Anafshe? Huh?
Could you?
Could you say Shavi Anafshe? What?
It's not a person who made there anything. It's on the Nama, so maybe there's a limit to how much
what he says. So maybe it should depend. If it's a neder. If it's a neder, it should be chal no matter what. Because a neder, unless it's to say Monday is Shabbos, it wouldn't count. Because that's impossible. But as long as it's possible, a neder should be chal. If it's nemanis, so what kind of nemanis? We'll give him a nemanis. Maybe we should be telling him that. Give some thought if the pot. That neder is the part that needs to wait. Maybe. Now, akaponim, this is the machlekes we shine in the top tesis. Okay, tomorrow we're going to still pursue the topic of the machlekes, the Rambam, and the Rashba. And we're not going to get past the next tesis at most, the tesis like Tzricha, which is a short tesis. So please make sure you understand fully as best you can the Rashba. And the Rambam, try to go through both the Kavistas and the Shef Shemaitzim. Sure. I have the box. Typical the box. Do you have a guy in today? Well, it's in the library. I can't listen to this right now. You going there?